I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, two music acts that have been popular on the Cape in recent summers are returning this weekend, both in connection with the Kitiwit Center for the Arts.
And one of those is at 7:30 p.m. Friday at the Kitiwit Center, and it's a Christmas concert for this last weekend before the holiday. It features Sons of Serendip, which is a quartet known for blending classical and popular music that was a finalist in 2014 on TV's America's Got Talent competition. Fans this weekend are going to be seeing Sons of Serendip just weeks before they return to an all-star version of that show in January. The Kitiwit show on Friday is also going to include several holiday tunes with the 15-member Barnstable High School Chamber Choir.
The second concert is a popular singer paying a tribute of sorts to a different, very well-known singer.
On Saturday, the Kitiwit Center and Payamit Performing Arts Center from North Truro are teaming up to bring Joan Osborne back to the Cape, but performing for the first time at Cape Cod Community College. The show is called Dylanology because Joan is going to be singing her interpretations of Bob Dylan songs, just as she did in 2017 with an album of covers of Dylan songs, and she did a concert connected to that at Payamet. Joan Osborne actually got to work with Dylan himself for a couple of different projects, so she's got some personal experience to draw on.
For a holiday show, this is dance fans' last chance of the season to catch a local production of The Nutcracker.
This is Reaching Hearts School of Ballet in West Harwich, and it's going to include more than 100 Cape dancers in its 16th annual production of a traditional full-length Nutcracker ballet. Dancing as the Nutcracker Cavalier is going to be guest artist Marco Mikov from Ballet San Antonio. There's four shows for that. It's at 6:30 p.m. Friday, 1 and 6:30 p.m. Saturday, and then 1 p.m. Sunday, and those are all at Monomoy Regional High School in Harwich.
And parents looking for ways to divert the kids this weekend might want to try doing that with Balloons in Brewster.
This is happening at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Cape Cod Natural History Museum in Brewster, and they're hosting a performer from New Hampshire for what's called a Holiday Winter Wonderland Wicked Awesome Balloon Show with Dan's Balloons. This show involves balloon sculptures and combines balloons, science, and magic in what they're describing as a winter wonderland of balloon goodness in a special holiday edition that requires children's imaginations to make it work.
And Kathy, Cape Week has a special end-of-year feature this week involving local theater. Tell us about this.
Well, we asked our theater reviewers, which includes me, to choose favorite shows and performances of 2018. We're not saying these are the best, but just our favorite experiences this year. So you can check out Cape Week to learn more about some of the great work that's been done on local stages recently.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with the audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.